Eventually, I went to Powers Chemco, which was a company making equipment for the engraving of plates for printing business. They were also building color separation cameras for making the printing plates. And when the president of what they called Photocircuits Corporation, Walker Chemco, and they hired me, and I worked there for a number of years. We had a large plating tanks, 5,000 gallons gold plating tank. And we needed to add a filter. So we did that. I went to the stockroom, got a piece of plastic, and then machined an adapter for that filter to the tank and back. And everything was fine. Then on Monday, came in and the tank was empty. The cyanide solution destroyed that fitting. And all that gold solution went down the sink and into a little creek, I guess, polluted the water. So I went to John Maxwell, who was the president of Photocircuits. He was accessible, and I told him what happened. He stiffened up, looked at me and said, "Don't do it again." That was it. And I didn't do it again. He was a very nice person. And then Photocircuit merged with Cole Morgan, a group of companies. And Vice President Jim Swigert said, you know, what we need to do is capitulate to the Soviets. Let them come over and take over. So I said, that will kill them. This is too big. Well, he was a Princeton graduate. And Princeton at the time was a very left-wing organization. So, anyway, I was reasonably successful at Photocircuits and built a numerical control drilling machine in 57. I went to Maxwell and said, you know, I want to build the drilling machine. He said, how is it going to work? So, to do this stuff. Okay, go ahead, do it. He said, how much is it going to cost? I said, I don't know. Could be $100,000. Well, go do it. And that was a very significant thing, because when he said, you go do it, I was exempt from the review committees and all kinds of other nonsense that the corporation had. And the Chemco was a mostly chemical company. They were building these large etchers using nitric acid and so on to etch the plates. With his blessing, I didn't have to report to anybody. I just went ahead and did it. And I built a machine using a very large reinforced concrete structure. Because you're using carbide drills, which are very, very brittle. The machine shakes at all. They break. And that machine was working. There was a window into the conference room upstairs, which is where the board meetings took place and so on. And there were people sitting in there looking out the window, and there's this machine right in front. They came down to look, and at the right moment, one of the hydraulic hoses broke off and sprayed everybody with hydraulic fluid. Hot. So I had a bunch of very kind smiles and so on. They send the stuff over to the dry cleaners. It was a terrible episode. That machine was working at 57 by September, and it ended its life by people coming with jackhammers and broke up all that concrete apart, because Hitachi drilling machines became available commercially, which would do similar things. But this was a big machine. It had a 72 by 160 inch table, moved by several mechanisms, hydraulic pistons, and they were controlled by a servo valve. It was very interesting. I built the amplifiers using Williamson Hi-Fi push-pull amplifiers. I just added the stage for the tachometer feedback to it. That was an interesting episode.